Notebook, another look at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. To sum it up in one word, spectacular. Almost every major auto producer is rolling out magnificent dream machines being showcased in a spruced up and expanded convention center that has received positive feedback from media journalists from around the world. Amongst the many standouts at this year's North American International Auto Show are the Chevy Silverado, which was honored as the 2014 Truck of the Year. With one look at the Corvette Stingray, you will instantly understand why it received the Car of the Year award. The makers of Cadillac have finally shown they have imagination with the creation of the El Mirage concept vehicle. Personally, I hope that one will be manufactured in the not-too-distant future. The giant Ford display is highlighted with both the beautiful 2015 Mustang, which should be in dealership showrooms by this autumn, and the popular F-150 Super Truck. In addition, you'll probably get a kick viewing the Ford assembly line. In fact, despite the general economic doldrums America is experiencing, one of the economic bright spots is the U.S. auto industry. Ford Motor Company's Bill Ford agrees.
It's been a great year. It's been a great year, and I couldn't be happier with how everything's going.
This year's North American International Auto Show also features beautiful concept vehicles from Toyota, Chrysler, Infiniti, and Volkswagen. Once you check out the new BMWs, Mercedes, and Lincolns, you will quickly notice the difficulty in just picking your favorite dream machine. One of my favorite highlights of Auto Show Press Week this year was getting to see the automotive design creations by Lawrence Tech students whose designs rival anything brought forth by professionals already in the business. Congratulations to Ahmed Galmouche, who took top honors for his design, and he hopes to see his designs in your driveway.
You know, that's the goal. It's trying to get into industry. That's the one thing that I'm trying to work on, and hopefully I get to that point.
From what I've seen of this year's North American International Auto Show, the auto industry will have many good days in the future, especially once the United States economy is reinvigorated. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and TheRonEdwards.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Wrap up the week on Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you can set up on your computer, but it's going to come to your mobile phone. It's not an application. It works through text. And you can plan everything you got going on during the day. It's a organizer, scheduler. But what Civil Dispatch does that cuts them out of the rest of the herd is, first, they do it unbidden. You don't have to. There's no way to schedule this. And they do it based on your locale. And they're going to tell you about the things you can't schedule, that you can't plan for, that you're not even able to imagine. Terrorist attack, polar vortex, blizzard, flash flood, earthquake, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Coming up at 10 o'clock, we're going to be joined by David Kodria, the National Gun Rights Examiner, and we're going to talk about all things that he's been looking at and let his keen analytical mind, which I loved. I just like talking to him because of the stuff that I find out from him. He looks at things in a perspective I just can't assume. Now, everybody knows I'm an advocate for home carry. Why am I an advocate for home carry? Because when you're in your house, if one of those home invasions that happen every 12 seconds in the United States happen at your house, you're not going to have time to go to the nightstand or under the pillow or between the mattresses or in your drawer or on top of the refrigerator to get your gun. It'd be really nice if you had it close at hand. Say maybe on your hip. Another thing that has to go along with that, though, is situational awareness. If you become aware or a situation presents itself and you may have to go to it. Coming out of Minneapolis, a man let a guy into his house because the guy was screaming that some people were after him. He locked the door behind them. The homeowner called 911 at about 11:46 p.m. Now, the first question here is, why would you let somebody you don't know in your house at 11:46 p.m.? That claims he's in the middle of a violent confrontation. I would have said, if I could have said it to them, wait right there. I've got this. And I would have called the police. That is not what this homeowner did. I don't know his first name. His last name is Sonnenberg. The perpetrator's name, his last name is Parker. Investigators say Parker tried to confuse the dispatcher by grabbing the phone and giving police the wrong address before grabbing the gun Sonnenberg wore on his hip. 5 minutes later, a Minneapolis officer responding to the initial call knocked on the door but did not get an answer. After looking through a window, the officer saw Sonnenberg's body slumped over a chair in the kitchen. Let's set aside the fatal mistake here. Even without entertaining unfamiliar midnight callers, the idea is that your home is some impenetrable fortress is and don't take this the wrong way, but it is as stupid as it sounds. It's as impenetrable as the gun-free zones are gun-free, if somebody wants to change that. Your house is only a sanctuary from potentially deadly villains until they figure out a way to get into it with you. Now, home carry. There are a lot of people that would get out there and say, well, if you're going to home carry in that particular situation, perhaps it should be more discreet. I don't agree. I think the rule of thumb should be, I mean, certainly there's going to be victims that could possibly run up to your house, run up to your door, be screaming and begging and everything else. I don't, you know, there's two things I am that would aid me in that sort of situation. One, I'm normally, I'm bigger than the average bear, and I'm shaping it to where I don't look like I'm in the fourth trimester right now. But besides that, you know, I have a background in the military, background in the martial arts, and I shoot. So somebody coming up on me, they're going to, first thing I'm going to do is keep them in front of me the whole time. I'm not going to let them maneuver around behind me. If they keep trying to maneuver around behind me, gun comes out, they're going out. They can go out one way or the other. Now, I prefer a Kydex holster outside the waistband because it's easy to draw from and it's easy to reholster. So, discretion, yes. So, but you're in your house, so you need to think about some things. Every little thing that you can do to aid you getting that gun out of the holster and bringing it up is going to give you that much more of an edge. When people come to the door, I shift away my strong side that has a gun on it to where they don't see it. I'm not giving up the element of surprise or giving somebody a target of opportunity for someone that might want to hurt me. In fact, by turning to the side, I'm narrowing his target. Like I said, if you don't know this person, keep your distance from them. Do not let them close that space. If you're looking at them and they're making you nervous, tell them to stand at the door. Tell them not to come from the door. If they come from the door, if they start coming further into the domicile, pull your weapon, because they're in your domicile. You were trying to help, but now this is getting to be a liability. Pull your weapon and say, open the door and go back outside. And I will continue to help you as best I can, but pull the door open and go back outside. Carrying his gun on him for Mr. Sonnenberg, that eliminated the need to get hold of that gun. But he should have left Mr. Parker outside the door and gone further into his house with his unholstered firearm. You can certainly wear a retention holster for home carrying. You know, G-Code makes an excellent one. They call it the sock. But there's nothing wrong with carrying a gun that has an external safety to sort of give you that extra layer of security. But if you're going to do that, you need to train with it. You need to train with the rig that's carrying it. If you find yourself in a life or death struggle and they have done it in your house, you're way behind the curve. You're way behind the curve there. And it's better, it's, you know, it's bad to have them kicking in the door. It's worse if you invite them in. That's just my two cents. tragedy. That's a tragedy. Somebody wanting to help somebody, and he gets killed by them. Distance, folks. Distance. Distance, awareness. Keep them in front of you. Maintain the edge. Don't give it up for nothing. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
From the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I pay a lot of attention and I talk about the legality of self-defense after the fact. And that's because that is the one thing that is it's an unknown variable. You don't know how anybody's going to react. In Texas, you could be walking around, following the law and get arrested. And, you know, they come at you hard. In other instances, there are people that, you know, if they shoot somebody in their home. They don't know anything. You really just don't know. So here's a question for you. And we've talked about this with Texas Law Shield. What would your opinion be on reporting to law enforcement if you draw your weapon to fend off an attacker without shooting them, they run away, and you think you have no witnesses? Do you think there's a downside to that? And if you haven't ever asked yourself that, you should. Now, what I would have to surmise, given the number of times this happens a day, is that the vast majority of these go unreported. And I'm sure, with the gun grabbers out there, that if that was happening and people were getting picked up left and right for menacing or presenting or pointing or disorderly or dangerous conduct with a weapon or something, we'd be hearing about it. So let's make some assumptions here, because you're concealed carrying. Let's consider that it is in all ways legal for you to do that wherever you are, based upon your state's statutes, based upon the permit you may have, whatever. Another presumption that we should probably make is that there's always a witness. We can try to assume up front that we're only talking about circumstances in which the weapon involved is being legally carried. All the necessary licenses and in your possession. You're in a place that is not a prohibited place or a gun-free zone, as we want to call it. You're not in a prohibited condition. Drunk. Any of those being applicable in those situations, I would say that sort of multiplies the variables that you're going to be facing exponentially. And first of all, you know, definitely going to be a witness there. But one dangerous premise seems to be when you get out there and say, well, there were no witnesses. That's if you don't see somebody. What happens at your house? I mean, at my house, I have a neighbor who likes to party. And invariably, when he's partying and he's having a good time, I take a peek just to make sure that whatever's happening isn't happening in my front yard. And this is not me being, I'm not staying there staring. I don't have a telescope and I don't train my video camera on him. I just check. Now, if you hear a commotion outside, if you hear a siren, if you hear a crash, if you hear something loud, unexpected, you're going to be looking for it. You're going to be peeking, maybe out of a window, maybe out of a door. And for somebody that presents a gun, first of all, you're going into that fight or flight thing. You've got the tunnel vision happening. Everything's slowing down. If the perpetrator just takes and runs away, you're going to be sitting there. You will not have moved, but yet you'll be breathing really hard. Everything will be trying to slow down with you. There's going to be a time lapse in there where you're not going to be aware of anything going on around you. This is why in training classes, and I'm talking about the average person, in training classes, when you engage, as soon as you disengage, they teach you to sweep left and right, look around you, trying to see if anything's coming up. If you haven't been through that, then normally you're just going to be sitting there panting. Even if your weapon was only seen by the person against whom you defended yourself, that person is also can be considered a witness. So it's impossible for you to figure out whether they're witnesses or not. Certainly the one you pointed the gun at can turn that around if you don't shoot him. And another thing to consider in today's world with camera phones and GoPros and, contours and everything out, camcorders, maybe, if you're in a city, CCTV, is it CCTV? Somebody might be recording you somehow, some way. Chances are you probably are being recorded. So now you're faced with a dilemma. Now that all those things are out of the way, you have two possible choices. You reasonably believed you were facing an imminent threat of death or grave bodily injury, and you had no safe means to retreat if in one of the 16 duty-to-retreat states. You drew your weapon to defend yourself, and at the sight of your gun, the prospective attacker threw up his hands and ran away. You look around, everything looks good. Threat's resolved, your holster gets your weapon. This is the no-shoot scenario. This is what research suggests is most common for defensive use of firearms. So now you have a decision to make. Do you call the cops and report the incident, or do you just head on home? And either approach has its upside and its downside. If you call it in, the option of reporting the incident to the police has a strong potential for an immediately felt downside, which is going to be interaction with law enforcement officers who knew a gun was involved. They know nothing about you except you have just self-reported having threatened another person with a firearm. On its face, I mean, even in South Carolina where I live, if you point a gun at somebody, it's a felony. That admission alone is sufficient to support a number of prospective criminal charges, ranging on the low end from disorderly conduct through brandishing all the way up to aggravated assault. Aggravated assault in most jurisdictions is good for 10 to 15 years. Now, you'll be making the case that while your display of the weapon might otherwise have been a potentially serious crime, in this case, the act was justified and therefore lawful as an act of necessary self-defense. You'll be making that case. Yeah, you will. One thing you should do if you call it in, don't have your gun in your hand, and make sure that you tell the dispatcher, stay on the phone with the dispatcher till the police get there. Tell them what you're wearing. If you're like me and you shave your head, tell them that you don't have any hair. Hey there, I just pulled my weapon. I'm bald. I'm wearing blue jeans and a black jacket and a really cool pair of sunglasses. And I'm sitting here right now and I'm just trying to control my bodily functions. Can you hurry these guys up? Make sure you give out as much information about yourself as you can. You don't want any mistakes when they ride up. Don't have your gun in your hands. If you haven't shot it, if you've replaced it already, cover it up. If you're in a state where Texas Law Shield practices after you call the police, call them. We're going to talk about what happens when the officers get there when we get back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
Welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming up 10 o'clock, we're going to be joined by David Codrey. We're going to talk about a lot of things he's written about of recently. One thing I want to tell you about this, and well, you know what? We'll just get, let's go to the punchlines first. When the patrol officers roll up on you, we're talking about what happens if you just point your gun at somebody now. If you've made the decision to call the police, there's two choices you can make here. You can call them or you can't or don't, you know, just go on home. Patrol officers are generally not inclined to make those kinds of calls themselves. You have made statements over the phone to the dispatcher saying, I just had to pull my gun and point it at somebody. This is probable cause for an arrest. The easy thing for them to do is to make the arrest, take you downtown, and let the matter get settled and, you know, shift the responsibility for the decision of settling the matter further down the criminal justice pipeline. This is just the machine of law enforcement responding in the way most consistent with its design. Another credible outcome that could be there is if you seem on the up and up, if they check you out, you don't have wants or warrants, and your permit is valid, they may just call their supervisor, let them make the decision. Another outcome other than arrest, which could still happen, would be you're spending a lot of time talking to them. You hear the background radio chattering and everything else, answering an occasional question. You've probably been disarmed, probably have, yes. And you may be in cuffs. And in the end, they may simply decide to kick you loose. And if that happens, that's great. But if they don't, they could either issue you a criminal summons, or they could just take you away. And then you're going to need legal representation. Now, let me make this pitch, if I may. Texas U.S. Law Shield, in the states in which they operate, and in the states in which they operate extended away from the state in which you live, to me, based upon what I've seen, because I've looked at alternatives, is the best solution for this. Because after you have made the call to the police and you call them, they are already mobilizing to help you out. Mobilizing to help you out means, one, somebody shows up if they take you downtown to get you out. I know everybody's sitting around going, well, what does it matter to me, Bill, how long it takes? If you've never been in a lockup, trust me, you don't want to be in one. You really don't. Not having something like a U.S. Law Shield, Texas Law Shield in place means if you don't have a criminal lawyer on retainer, which most people don't, then while you're in jail, you're going to have to figure out how to get a criminal lawyer on retainer to come and get you out. Some of these other services you see out there, they have a list of lawyers that you can call. Which, when are you going to call them? Well, probably after you get arrested. And here's another thing that you need to consider. Don't wait to get arrested and get out of jail and join Texas Law Shield. It's not retroactive. That's something they don't handle. That's like the $11 lawyer. That's not what they are. Membership has its privileges. That's like your wife buying life insurance for you after you die. If you don't have that, then you're going to have to find a lawyer. You're probably going to have to come up with a hefty retainer, and then whatever legal costs occur as you proceed merrily down the criminal justice pipeline. This is all potentially pretty awful. So it's not hard to understand the incentive to simply pack up and head to the house after you successfully discouraged a deadly force attack with a mere display of your own deadly force. I mean, who's going to know, right? Who's going to know? So, that all sounds pretty daunting, doesn't it? I hope I haven't talked you out of doing it. If self-reporting and a defensive display of force can cause you so much trouble, why don't you just forget it and head on home? Nobody was hurt. No shots were fired, right? Right. I am too, guest. I'm waiting on you. I'm being told they're waiting on them to get to Georgia. I'm waiting on them to get to Georgia and South Carolina. When they get to Georgia, I know they're coming my way. Statistically speaking, since, like I said, the gun grabbers would be all over it, most people don't call the cops. They do not. Most people don't call the police. And they just go on home. Nothing more is ever heard of the matter. Now you're playing the odds. You're looking at it and saying, well, Bill told me statistically most people do that anyway and nothing ever happens. That's true. There's no guarantee that's going to happen with you or me. What if that doesn't happen? What's the prospective downside to not calling it in? If you don't call it in, and somebody else has, the prospects are potentially severe. Just to begin with, you face all the same potential criminal charges with which you were faced when you self-reported, which is disorderly conduct to aggravate assault. But now you're not the complainant anymore. You are the respondent. When you self-report, that gives you a veneer of credibility that you don't have when the police have to come and find you. You're going to ask a question, how do they come and find me? More than likely, if and more times than not, the perpetrator that was going to attack you that you scared off is going to be the one calling it in. Hey, yo! Somebody pointed a gun at me. This also opens you up to a civil suit as well, you understand. If you become the respondent instead of the complainant, everything could get turned around on you. And, you know, he did run off and leave you alone, but he got your plate number maybe or something. So because it was the dirtbag who called the police in both their official reports and in their practical world view, he is now the complainant of the crime and the presumed offended party. And you are the respondent. You're the bad guy. This will follow you through this process. It extends through the criminal justice process to everyone else who will play a role in judging your conduct. And that's the prosecutors and the judges and the jurors. Another characterization they could heap upon you is that this could be characterized as flight from the scene. And this is very bad because it suggests what's legally referred to as consciousness of guilt. And that refers to evidence from which one can infer that a person believes themselves to be guilty of wrongdoing. The legal system recognizes that innocent people tend to act differently than guilty people in the aftermath of a potentially criminal event. Conduct such as intimidating witnesses to change their story or altering or disposing of evidence are pretty clearly the acts of a guilty person. And so is flight from the scene, unless done for a limited purpose such as securing one's safety. If you're in the middle of a riot, I don't think anybody expects you to call that one in. The jury would be explicitly instructed that if they can find credible evidence of such conduct, they can infer from that evidence that not only does the prosecution believe you, the defendant, are guilty, even the defendant, you, believe that you, the defendant, are guilty. He knew he was in the wrong, that's why he ran. You were in the wrong to run, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
What are you going to say? Pretty obvious. You're sitting in a courtroom being charged with a crime. So, you know, we're going to finish this up when we come back. I'm going to give you the bottom line, the greatest potential downside from not reporting. But if it's coming to your town, if it's coming to your state, all of this can be negated with Texas Law Shield. I didn't mean this to be an infomercial. It just is. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Is a little higher.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cued. Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Back as we get ready to flip into the next hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Number get in 1-800-313-9443. What is the greatest potential downside for not reporting? Well, I've already talked about most of them. If you don't report and you are identified and you are confronted by police as a respondent of a criminal complaint, not only are you facing all the same potential criminal charges as if you had self-reported, but now you have weakened your legal position. What may have appeared as a reasonably compelling narrative of innocence had you been the complainant, minimizing your perceived legal vulnerability, now appears very much like a reasonably compelling narrative of guilt. And that makes you very legally vulnerable, indeed. And if you look legally vulnerable to a prosecutor, that's like bleeding in a pool of sharks. and that outcome is going to be quite bad for you if you don't pull yourself out of the water. So I guess the long and short of this is, if you find yourself in the unfortunate situation where you have to defend yourself, and you pull your weapon, and you do not, report it, then while the odds, and statistically speaking, while that happens more often than it doesn't, you are, for a moment, you know, for the next couple of days, you're going to be looking over your shoulder. Like, take me, for example. I drive through, I live in the upstate of South Carolina. I live on the outskirts of Greenville, which is a decent-sized area. So most of the places where that would happen to me, I'm driving through and leaving one county and going into another. So it's going to take them maybe a day to track me down, if I do it that way. If, on the other hand, I just call the cops, they're going to know where I live, because I just told them, here you go. Here's my permit. Here's my license. This is me. I'm the guy in that picture. Yes, sir. My summation is going to be that if you find yourself in that situation, call the police, because you are the good guy. You were just walking along, minding your own business. You got the credentials to do it. You're not in a place that's prohibited from you doing it. You're not in a prohibited state from you doing it. This is a roll of the dice you may not be able to afford not to take. I'm being asked in the chat room about the Arizona coming up with their own version of the Second Amendment Preservation Act. One of the things you're going to hear, and I like those. I like the states stepping up and saying, I don't care what you want to do. Federal government, I don't care what you're going to do. We've got our own constitution here in this state. And we follow the Constitution of the United States. And if you don't want to, that doesn't mean that we have to go along with you if you're not following the Constitution. There are a lot of people that will stand up and say, well, you know, the Supremacy Clause rules all. And they'll say that this is, it's futility. They'll say it's futility to do this. And yet, I simply believe, and I may be oversimplifying the matter here, Missouri got out there and they probably articulated something that somebody along the way when they were considering all of this should have said earlier on. Maybe Missouri should have said it last year. These state legislatures are the ones that are leading this charge to nullify federal law as it pertains to guns. They need to get together and coordinate amongst themselves. If they had legislation that was passed in Kansas, in Florida, in Missouri, in Arizona, in Montana, wherever they're pushing it, they pushed it here in South Carolina. They're probably pushing it in Georgia. If they were to do that, then once all that's done, instead of them waiting for the individual letters to come to them, they could get together, sign off on one big letter, send it to Eric Holder, send it to the executive branch, send it to Congress, send it to the Senate, and say, hands off. We, the undersigned 35 states, we, the undersigned 33 states, will have none of this. Your supremacy clause means nothing to us because we find your actions to be of questionable constitutional makeup. Therefore, until there is some clarity, we're not interested in it going to the Supreme Court, we're not interested in any of this stuff, because this was put in place by people better than you. Therefore, hands off, stay out of our jurisdictions, stay out of our states with anything you may wish to enforce. There are people that do this with other agencies within the federal government, EPA. I don't remember where it was. Larry Pratt told me about this. There was some sheriff. The EPA was coming in and they wanted to bust somebody for raw milk. Because it's already bad enough. They already want to tell you what to ingest. And then they want to tell the people that try to sell you the stuff that they find questionable for you to ingest it. They want to shut them down too. So you don't have any choice because they know that they can't enforce whatever you ingest. So let's just take away the source. Well, some sheriff in some locale told the EPA when they showed up to do this. They just said, don't show up at his place again. If I find out you're there, I'm going to arrest you. And they haven't been back. So, a united front. It'd be really good if we could get 38 states to do this. And I don't see that as that heavy a lift, because 38 states is a constitutional convention majority. Without the need for the constitutional convention. There's a lot of people that sit around and say, well, we don't want to do that, do we? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the breakdown of how that would work. I don't know how many votes each state gets in the constitutional convention. I think it's probably more than two per state, because I believe that it's maybe based a little bit on stuff like population, and most of your blue states have got big populations. California, Illinois, New York. So that's one reason they don't want to do it. The other reason is, I don't know, maybe they just don't want to do any real work. I couldn't tell you. But if 30-some-odd states were to align themselves with this, and why, you know, right now that we're talking in the chat room, Mark said something about Arizona. Why isn't Arizona calling Missouri? Why isn't Arizona calling Kansas or Montana or South Carolina or Florida or any of these others that are considering this stuff and saying, we want to link up? I know for a lot of people they would say, well, Bill, it's because of the 10th Amendment. Each state should be its own sovereign entity. I agree with you, but, you know, I'm living in the world of reality right now. There are those out there that would say, well, Bill, you know, this is not the way it's supposed to be. I agree with you. But we have to deal with the situation as it is. Not as we want it to be, but as it is. And I think that if a whole lot of states were to get together, 30-some-odd states were to get together, that's the majority of the states out there, despite what Obama says about there being 57, and made that declaration, I think that puts a pall on things. And there's nothing I like better than looking at a bunch of politicians in their perfectly sized neck shirts with the power tie on television, perspiring heavily. Well, Senator Schumer, what do you think about the states rising up against you? Well, of course, the federal government is supreme overall. Yeah, but they could come and burn this place down. Really? I didn't know that. I thought they would listen to what we had to say. Let's us flip into the next hour. We will be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.